prepaid cards at food courts and cafeterias. Not exactly the first thing that springs to mind when you think tech revolution, right? But, you know, you send over this article.
Yeah.
And honestly, it really dives into some fascinating stuff.
Totally agree. It's one of those things you don't think twice about. But when you really dig into it,
yeah,
it's actually a great case study in how even simple tech solutions can have surprising implications, yeah, way more than meets the eye.
So, all right, for those of us who haven't quite made the leap from cash only at the hot dog stand, yeah, walk us through it. What's the big picture here? Why are prepaid cards suddenly the talk of the, well, the food court world?
It's all about subtle changes that add up to a totally different experience, both for the customer and the vendor. I mean, think about how many times you've been stuck behind someone.
Oh, don't even get me started on lines.
Yeah, right. Fumbling for change, looking for their wallet. It's like everything grinds to a halt. These cards, they eliminate that friction.
Okay. Yeah, I'll admit I've definitely held up the line a time or two, digging for loose change. But at the end of the day, isn't that just like basic convenience? I mean, what's the big revelation?
Well, convenience is a huge part of it, absolutely. But what's fascinating is how this seemingly simple tech actually impacts customer behavior. Remember those studies about how people tend to spend more freely?
Oh, you mean when they're not using physical cash? Yeah, it's like that whole credit card thing.
Exactly. There's a psychological aspect to it. And the article highlights how this plays out in a food court setting. When you preload money onto that card,
it's like you've already mentally spent it, right?
Precisely. Those funds are earmarked for spending, so you're less likely to hesitate.
Suddenly, that extra slice of pizza doesn't feel so guilty.
It's a win-win, right? At least in the moment, the customer might treat themselves a bit more, and businesses, well, they potentially see a boost in sales.
Sneaky. But I gotta admit, that's pretty clever. Now, there was something in the article about using this kind of system in nightclubs. That's a little harder to picture, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. It's definitely unexpected. But when you think about the pain points of a nightclub environment.
Right, like long lines, yeah, when you mentioned those.
Exactly. And then people fumbling for cash, the potential for, you know, things getting lost or even stolen. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so we're picturing prepaid cards in the middle of a nightclub.
Mm.
Help me out here. How does that even work? Seems like a recipe for disaster, if you ask me.
Well, the technology is designed for exactly those kinds of situations, you know? These aren't your average flimsy paper cards. We're talking durable, often waterproof. Some even come as wristbands.
Okay, so no more soggy dollar bills stuck to the bar. I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But what about tracking your spending? Isn't that, like, impossible in a nightclub? Even when you are using cash.
Right. You lose track after a couple of drinks, it happens. But that's another area where this technology gets really interesting. It's not just about the card itself. It's about the data integration. Imagine being able to track your spending in real time.
Wait, hold on. In real time, you mean like with every purchase?
Exactly. Picture this. Got an app on your phone, and every time you use the card, boom, the purchase pops up. No more mystery charges or wondering where all your money went.
So instead of that sinking feeling when you check your bank account on Monday morning, you've got a detailed breakdown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost responsible.
Right. It's like a built-in budgeting tool. But here's the thing. That data, it can be used for more than just tracking your spending.
Okay. Now you've got my attention. How so?
Think about the possibilities for personalized experiences. Let's say you're a regular at a particular club, right? They've got your purchase history. They know your preferences. Maybe you always go for the craft beer.
Or the tequila shots, let's be real.
Hey, no judgment here. The point is, they can use that information to tailor special offers just for you. Suddenly, you're getting a discount on your favorite beer. Or maybe you get a notification about a new craft brew on tap, something you might actually like. It's that VIP treatment.
Okay, so it's less Big Brother, more like a bartender who remembers your usual. I can see how that could work. But the article also mentioned using these prepaid systems for employee meals. Now, that seems like a completely different ballgame.
It's the same technology, just applied in a different way. Think of it like a digital meal voucher system. Employers can allocate a certain amount to an employee's card for each day or week.
Okay, so it's like a prepaid lunch budget.
Exactly. And it benefits everyone. Employees get a convenient, hassle-free way to pay for their meals. No more scrambling for change.
Yeah, I've definitely been there, digging through my bag for those last few cents.
And employers can track spending, manage budgets, even factor in things like dietary restrictions or preferences. It's a win-win.
No more complaining about the cafeteria food. Oh. But it sounds like this system, it's about more than just payments. Didn't they mention integrating it with other technologies too?
They did, and this is where it gets really interesting. Imagine linking your prepaid card with nutritional information, for example. You scan your card.
And you can see how many calories are in that burger and fries.
Exactly. Talk about reality check. Or it could suggest healthier alternatives based on your preferences. The possibilities are pretty exciting when you start thinking about the customization and integration possibilities.
So we're not just talking about a simple payment system anymore. We're talking about a whole new way of interacting with our environment. But the article didn't stop at food courts and nightclubs, did it? They went even bigger.
Right.
Gyms, amusement parks. They even talked about using this across entire city districts for those little day-to-day purchases. I mean, it's a lot to take in. What really stood out to you?
It all comes back to that underlying principle, you know,
Hmm?
taking this concept of a closed system, like our food court or company cafeteria, and then saying, okay, how do we apply this to something way bigger, way more complicated?
So instead of swiping for a slice of pizza, I'm using it to pay for a roller coaster ride or maybe my morning coffee. But realistically, wouldn't that require like a complete overhaul of our entire payment infrastructure? It's a huge undertaking.
It would be huge. But actually, when you think about it, we're already seeing the pieces come together, right? Mobile payment platforms, contactless technology, it's all moving in that direction anyway. It's not such a huge leap to imagine a future where all of those things just kind of converge.
Okay, sure. In theory, it sounds almost like elegant. But let's get real for a second. What are the challenges here? I mean, taking this from a fun idea to something that actually works in the real world.
Oh, there are definitely challenges, and big ones too. Security is a huge concern, right? When you're talking about handling financial transactions across all these different vendors, different services, you've got to make sure that system is airtight. No room for fraud, no data breaches. People need to trust it.
That's a good point. It's one thing to use a prepaid card at a theme park. It's another thing to trust it with, like all your daily purchases.
Exactly. And on top of that, you have to think about adoption. It's not enough to just have the tech, people need to actually use it. Businesses, consumers, everyone's got to be on board for this to work.
And let's not forget about accessibility. I mean, not everyone's comfortable with new technology. You've got older generations, people with disabilities. Any system like this needs to work for everyone, not just the tech savvy.
That's a really important point. You can't just get caught up in the excitement of innovation and forget about the people who are going to be using it. It's about striking that balance, finding a way to make it innovative and practical all at the same time.
So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. For the average person out there, someone who maybe just uses a prepaid card for the occasional lunch break, what's the big takeaway? What should we be paying attention to?
I think the biggest takeaway here is that we're on the verge of a world where things are just smoother. Transactions, interactions, they're all becoming more and more frictionless.
Yeah.
And this prepaid card system, it's more than just about how we pay for things. It's a glimpse into how that future might actually unfold.
So it's less about the card itself, more about what it represents.
Exactly. It's about streamlining our lives, making those everyday interactions just a little bit easier, a little bit more efficient. And who knows, maybe the next big tech revolution. It's hiding in plain sight, just like this, waiting for someone to connect the dots.
So the next time you're at a food court, or maybe even a nightclub, take a second look at that prepaid card. You might just be holding a piece of the future. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.